We spoke with Harold Browning, the COO of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, about some of the important topics that were discussed at the CRDF April board meeting yesterday and how they plan on working with growers this upcoming season.
We're in the process of course, developing the annual budget that will be approved at our June meeting and take effect for July 1. So we're thinking forward to the next year's funding cycle with support from the industry and from state government and so on. We're reviewing our portfolio to see where new projects need to fit into place. And we've already been through our call for proposals and we're doing the review right now. So in the next 2 months, there will be recommendations for approval of a new set of projects to continue work that we have funded previously. And we're also going through the final stages of reacting to the strategic planning that's been done over the last 6 to 8 months, bringing actions forward to streamline our efforts, work more rapidly to get the best tools out into the field, and of course, following up on the availability of these bactericides that have been approved. We're looking at what needs to be done to help the growers this season to better understand how to use those and learn from what they're doing. So we're anticipating a lot of opportunity in the next few months to share with growers learnings from their activities as well as the ongoing research with regard to these bactericides.
The next CRDF meeting will be held in June to develop the annual budget. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Kelsey Fry.